This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's Christian Arcand show here. Oh God. It's again with this thing. This headphone jack is driving me insane. I actually talked to Ken about it this weekend. He's like, oh yeah, it's okay if you get an adapter. You get one of those little, you know, quarter inch plugs. I said, great. And so I used that for the show. It worked perfectly. And then I had to give it back to him. So now I'm back to square one. If there is a quarter-inch adapter back there, Tom, I'd love one if you could find one. If not, no big deal. I don't have to hear Tom King. I've talked to him a million times. Perfect. There's one right there. You can bring it in whenever. Tom King will join us here in just a moment. Another quick text I want to read. Actually, this is a tweet I want to read from Hector on Twitter, who says, Arcand, come on, that's a non-story. Look in the NFL today. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar, Burrow, Allen, Hurts, McDaniels, et al. McDaniels. Plenty of great quarterbacks out there that either can play or you can't. Nobody's letting anyone down. Teams aren't doing anyone a disservice. Really? Really? Did you notice that Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, a lot of the people on that list you just gave me had much, much softer introductions to their NFL careers than Drake May did. Patrick Mahomes played behind Alex Smith. Lamar Jackson played behind Joe Flacco. Hurts behind Carson Wentz, I think, right? For a year, yeah, right? So, you know, that's sort of the point. It's kind of the point I'm making and the point they're making with that article in The Athletic, which is, yeah, Justin Herbert came in week two and, you know, was good right away, and that was a great example of a kid who was ready to go, even though they didn't have him starting week one. He was ready to go out there with a Chargers offense, by the way, which was pretty good. Even that 2019 season that they had where, you know, things didn't really go all that well in Phillip Rivers' last season, they still had Eckler, they still had Allen, they still had Mike Williams, they still had Hunter Henry back then, you know? I mean, like, that was a pretty loaded offense that Justin Herbert got to parachute into. Drake May parachuted into what? I mean, come on. We all watched that season last year, right? We all watched that team. He parachuted into a team with Kendrick Bourne, Kayshon Booty, and Pop Douglas as his main guys. And also, ironically, Hunter Henry. But that's neither here nor there. Point is, that is a very, very different introduction to NFL football than what you got from Drake May. And that's exactly the point we're making here. You put Drake May on that Chargers team, I think things go a little bit better for him in his rookie year. Even if he gets sort of, and it's sort of the same thing if you think about it. No one punctured Jacoby Brissett's lung, but there was a quarterback on the team who was not getting the job done, and Drake May had to go in there and play maybe sooner than the team wanted him to. They abandoned their plan. That's another thing that was in this article. Teams abandoning the plan, or in some cases, not even having one. And for more on not having a plan, we're joined now by my good friend Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph, who I love talking to after a Patriots loss. He'll either talk me off the ledge or he'll push me right off it. Tom King, where are we tonight? Are we pushing or are we talking back here?
Well, first of all, I never have a plan. And second of all, if you want Russell Wilson, he's all yours. Just Yeah. Send me some food. I'll give him to you. You know, take him. Welcome to Overreaction Monday.
You think?
Yep. But there are concerns and they're valid. I mean, because the difference in the game yesterday was the other quarterback was confident, knew what he was doing, knew where he was going. The defense didn't exactly allow him to do some of the things he wanted to do, but eventually he got there, and in the second half outplayed the Patriots. The other quarterback, except for maybe the second quarter, was very tentative, looked confused a lot, and just wasn't the kind of wasn't the kind of performance you probably wanted to see.
So then what am I overreacting to then, Tom?
So because it's not going to last all year like that, because next week they're going to play the Dolphins.
Yeah.
The Dolphins made Daniel Jones look like Peyton Manning.
I think that Raiders secondary could probably make Daniel Jones look like Peyton Manning if he's out there throwing. I mean, I think the Colts aren't that bad. Everyone thinks the Colts suck. They have a good secondary, and I don't think Jones is as bad as everyone says.
The point is, the Dolphins are very bad. They're a bad football team.
Patriots might be too, Tom.
They may be, but I don't think so. I think they're going to be mediocre, which is why I said 9-8, and some people say 8-9.
Did you have them losing to the Raiders? Be honest. Did you have them losing that game?
50-50.
Don't 50-50 me. Were they losing or not?
I thought they'd beat them with home field. But here's the other thing, too, is Patriots got to start winning some home games.
I know.
They are 3-15 over the last two seasons at home. And if you go back to 2022, I think there's something like 7-19 at home. That's not very good. And, they need to has to change one way or the other. They need more of a home field advantage. Gillette's never been a real big home field advantage, but it's got to be better than it is. But the other thing is, I mean, look, Drake May, if you want to know whether the Patriots have done enough for him or not, I think this year first of all, they wanted to shore up the defense in free agency, and they wanted to draft offensive players that would be, with May and grow with May through the course of his time here. And I think that was their plan. And you know what? It may work out. We're just going to have to wait and see. It didn't look great yesterday, but then again, see, the thing that yesterday, when I knew that I said, this isn't going to be too good, is when he was very reliant on Hunter Henry. And I just think when you need your tight end to bail you out all the time, that's not a good sign. And they're going to have to, and he did it to the point where he missed a wide open receiver down the field in Kyle Williams.
Right.
So they're going to have to wean him off of Hunter Henry a little bit and wean him off of some of the other things. But you know what? I mean, and Vrabel was right that they need to take some of the pressure off him and what he was alluding to was they need to run the football. And I looked at Ramondre Stevenson yesterday, and I looked at him in preseason. I said, well, he'd be all right. The loss of weight will probably give him some speed and everything else. The one thing that concerns me is, where is the back that used to bounce off tacklers and take off that Bill Belichick loved, his rookie year and his second year? That's not the back they have right now. At least it doesn't look like it. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try to work in, Gibson in a little bit more at running back. They try to shore up the running game a little bit. They're going to need to run the football to give Drake May a little bit more play action help and freeze some defenses and try to, get his confidence up. Because yesterday he definitely looked confused. I mean, the first pass of the game was about, 10 miles high over everybody.
And he had a few more of those, too. I mean, he airmailed a bunch of passes that game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. He did. But then, there were times when he'd gotten, got going a little bit, but no rhythm. And you know what? Yeah, Vrabel probably, overreacted when he decided after 4th and 10. But he was looking at what he had a quarterback or how his quarterback was playing, and he probably said, we got a better chance with an onside kick than we do, with 4th and 10.
Well, you still got to score before you get an onside kick. Yeah, they were down two scores.
I don't necessarily agree with that. Well, they did score, and then they tried the onside kick.
Eventually, but not before they punted.
I don't necessarily agree with what he did, and neither did 60,000 fans. But if I'm the Patriots, it's a bad start. But I have a funny feeling a week from now, everybody's going to be climbing on the bandwagon again because they're going to think that good times are coming because they're going to blow. They should blow Miami out of the water, but we'll see.
We'll see because they don't ever blow Miami out of the water, Tom. They go down to Miami. They get their ass kicked half the time, most of the time
Miami
these days.
This Miami team is probably, in my mind, the worst at this in the last 5 years.
I remember Duke Johnson running all over them in January a couple years back. Remember that game, the Duke Johnson game? He scored like 3 touchdowns. Find ways to lose down there, no matter who the coach is.
Yeah, well, I think that this Dolphin team isn't very good, and I think the Patriots ought to be able to beat this team. Now, will it be a blowout? Maybe not, but I think Drake May can probably succeed down there a little bit better than he did against what he saw yesterday, because something something was done at halftime with the Raiders that they noticed something, and Pete Carroll's been around a long time, and don't forget, Pete Carroll was a defensive coach.
Sure.
And they noticed a few things, and they said, okay, we're going to make a couple changes here and confuse the heck out of this kid, and that's what they did.
Yeah, and I'm not happy about that either. Mike Vrabel getting coached circles around them by Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly.
Did. Yep, I know it. He did. But, you're not talking about two coaches who have lost the majority of their career. I mean, Chip Kelly didn't have a great, deal in the NFL after a couple good years in Philadelphia.
He didn't. Yeah.
No, he didn't, but...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He's a good coach. He's a good football coach, and he's probably more suited for college. But
how about that? The New Hampshire guy bigging up in Chip Kelly. Who'd have thought?
I know.
I don't know why I'm being so bitchy to you tonight, Tom. I'm sorry. I'm being very, very bitchy to you. I don't mean to be.
Your favorite team lost a game.
They did.
Look at what my team did.
That's
true. Look at what my team did. You know? I sent somebody a text yesterday. I said, what, is Drew Lock the quarterback today?
Drew Lock might have been better.
I doubt it. I don't know. You didn't see Drew Lock last year.
I saw bits and pieces of it. Hey, real quick, Tom, before we get off this, you said the Patriots drafted offense this year to have guys that were going to grow with Drake May. Well, they did that last year, too, and they did it even more so last year. They drafted almost all offense last year.
I think these guys are better. I think these guys are better. Now, I think that they're better. And I think that they'll work out a little bit better than the two stiff receivers that they drafted last year.
They got to be better.
If they don't, they're in trouble. They can't afford another bad draft. They can't. Now, the one thing about the NFL and about young quarterbacks, why is the NFL, what's going on with young quarterbacks? Why? Because coaches are afraid to get fired. That's the bottom line. They are afraid they're going to get fired if this young quarterback doesn't play well. And when the young quarterback doesn't play well, out. got to get another one, because they're afraid they're going to get fired because owners don't have patience. Why don't owners have patience? Because they want to sell tickets. They want revenue. They want advertising. Sales go to the sales staff, goes to the front office and say, we can't sell this, you know, which I'm sure has happened down at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, yeah. I was at the pro shop on Saturday. It was a tough scene in there, let me tell you.
Yeah, you know, so this is the way the NFL is. And you had Exhibit A on the other side of the ball yesterday, on the other sideline yesterday in Geno Smith. Geno Smith stunk his first 5 years in the NFL.
Yep.
He was terrible. And then,
because the Jets ruined their quarterbacks like the Patriots are now starting to do.
That's right. And he got coached. Well, you know, they haven't ruined Drake May just yet. Now, let's not panic about that. They haven't ruined him just yet.
Not yet.
So, I mean, Drake May, everybody thought was the shining light. The only positive of last year was Drake May. So now he had a bad game yesterday. He had a bad opener. New offensive coordinator with McDaniels. Maybe, you know, look, if anybody can kind of fix this, I think McDaniels can probably do it. But he's going to have to show some improvement over the next 6 weeks. Let's see what the next 6 weeks are like. And then, you remember, the first month of an NFL season is almost like the extension of the preseason.
That's what they said around here for 20 years, yeah.
but, you know, you got to have talent.
Right.
So, I mean, the Patriots were always, even with Brady, the Patriots were always, what, 2-2 half the time, you know, after the first month. There's a lot of football left to be played. Let's see how Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels attack it and see what they come up with. But my guess is on Sunday, they're going to come up with a plan to run the ball more, because the Dolphins gave up 156 yards to the Colts yesterday. But some of that was by the quarterback. Don't be surprised if Drake May takes off and starts running next Sunday.
Sure. Hey, I'll take it. Anything to pick up some first downs would be fine. Anything you liked yesterday, Tom? Anything you think the Patriots did well?
I think the pass rusher wasn't bad. I really do. I think the pass rusher was pretty good. It was a multiple, you know, deal. They had four sacks. So did Vegas.
Stuff to
but
run too.
At
yeah.
the same time, I liked the pass rush. I don't think the quarterbacks played that well. I think on the wide open pass that was caught right below me, as I'm looking down and seeing how wide open he is, if you look at the replay, Hawkins slipped. And when you slip against an NFL receiver and give up that split second of freedom, they're going to take off on you. And I think that's what happened on that play. So I like that part. But, again, didn't show up on the scoreboard, so we'll have to wait and go another week and see what they can do down in Miami. If they lose to Miami, you can call me as old as you want, all right? Because I'm going by tradition, and when I see a bad football team like the Dolphins were yesterday, I call it, and I think they're a bad football team. I thought they were going into the season. Patriots need to beat bad football teams. That's why I said 9-8, because I think they can beat bad football teams, or at least it looked like it.
But I hope you're right.
Again, overreaction Monday, just 1 week. You know, I think last year after the first week, what were we all saying? Hey, this hey, this team's not that bad.
This Mayo guy's right? Pretty good. What a good coach, huh? Yeah, we got something
good
here.
Coach. Boy, I was ready. Were you ready to run up the hill last year at this time? I was ready to run up the hill, right? Let's go.
They had a catchphrase and everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, didn't work, did it?
Nope, no, it didn't. All right, Tom King, great to talk with you as always. Sorry I was being so bitchy. I don't know why I was. I'm just in a mood, I guess. Love you very much. You know that.
Don't worry about it. You kidding me? Not a problem. You know, now if they go 0-5, I'm not answering my phone.
Makes sense. All right, Tom, thanks so much. All right, that is Tom King, the cackling voice of Tom King, joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Love that guy. 617-779-7937. I don't know why I'm like this tonight. I'm just, you know, Red Sox are in a pennant race. There's 16 games left to go. I think Patriots Nation in general today is kind of shell-shocked. Even though I expected them to lose that game, I'm still a little shell-shocked. And people who really were thinking that this was going to be the dawn of a new era and they were going to come out and show you something and that it was going to be totally different from these previous years, everybody's a little bit shell-shocked from that. And you're not talking about a team that has the type of pedigree, like, you know, the Bengals with their offense, that, you know, even if they start off slow, they'll eventually figure it out and put it together and you know, go on a run and maybe make the playoffs. Okay, which I don't know. Did the Bengals even make the playoffs last year? They didn't, right? Yeah. So, like, you know, it's not that easy. It's not as easy as everyone says. And for the Patriots in particular, they were a bad team 2 years ago. They were a bad team last year, like really bad team these 2 years. And an improvement from that could still mean they're a bad team, just not top, you know, three in the draft bad. But I guess we'll all find out together here. 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel had some thoughts on the rookie that was drafted this year, Will Campbell, in his debut in the cold light of day after kind of blowing the question off yesterday. He talked a little bit more about it on the Greg Hill Show. We'll get to that with your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.